The accident occurred on an evening in July, right in the heart of New York, as Kathleen and I were crossing the street to go to see the movie The Brothers Karamazov. The heat was heavy, suffocating. It penetrated your bones, your veins, your lungs. It was difficult to speak, even to breathe. Everything was covered with an enormous, wet sheet of air. The heat stuck to your skin, like a curse. People walked clumsily, looking haggard, their mouths dry, like the mouths of old men watching the decay of their existence. Old men hoping to take leave of their own beings so as not to go mad. Their bodies filled them with disgust. I was tired. I had just finished my work, a 500-word cable. 500 words, to say nothing. To cover up another empty day, it was one of those quiet and monotonous Sundays that leave no mark on time. Washington, nothing. United Nations, nothing. New York, nothing. Even Hollywood said nothing. The movie stars had deserted the news. It wasn't easy to use 500 words to say that there was nothing to say. After 2 hours of hard work, I was exhausted. "What shall we do now?" Kathleen asked. "Whatever you like," I answered. We were on the corner of 45th Street, right in front of the Sheraton Astor. I felt stunned, heavy, a thick fog in my head. The slightest gesture was like trying to lift a planet. There was lead in my arms, in my legs. To my right, I could see the human whirlwind on Times Square. People go there as they go to the sea, neither to fight boredom nor the anguish of a room filled with blighted dreams, but to feel less alone, or more alone. The world turned in slow motion under the weight of the heat. The picture seemed unreal. Beneath the colorful neon...